This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. It's cost him, but Keith Mussman, over the years, has been more than willing to give his birds some space. But the northeastern Illinois egg producer fears a proposal to nearly double cage space afforded hens would significantly boost egg costs and, potentially, crowd out cost-sensitive producers. Mussman Back Acres in Grant Park is Illinois' top producing operation and a family venture for more than half a century. Mussman questions legislation drafted by the Humane Society of the United States, or HSUS, and the United Egg Producers, or UEP, that would require a projected $4 billion in industry investment in enriched housing systems over the next decade. The plan proposes a roughly 18-year time frame for hen house upgrades, specific consumer egg labeling requirements, and standards for feeding, watering, and euthanizing hens. The Mussmans are subject to U.S. Food and Drug Administration food safety inspections, as well as USDA overview and U.S. Environmental Protection Agency poultry waste regulations. He is wary of an added federal presence to measure bird cages. During recent Washington discussions, Illinois Farm Bureau National Legislative Director Adam Nielsen noted solid House Ag Committee opposition to the HSUS-UEP plan. Ag lawmakers fear the measure poses a perilous precedent for other livestock groups, and it appears dead on arrival, at least in the House. Mussman was surprised HSUS agreed to such a long phase-in period for housing changes, but could not conceive of new standards being cost-effective even with gradual transition. He already complies with the industry's UEP Certified Animal Care Program, which outlines and audits building, temperature, water, and other on-farm conditions. Mussman has voluntarily expanded per-bird space over the past 5 years and, with FDA, instituted a massive clean-out program to ensure henhouse sanitation between flocks. All those things have added tremendous costs, but having said that, he thinks they are probably producing safer eggs. Demand for top-quality farmland currently is high, and prices continue to escalate, at least in the Corn Belt. Reports recently surfaced of farmland sales that fetched a whopping $14,000 plus per acre in central Illinois and $13,900 per acre in northwest Iowa. The Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago recently reported the value of good farmland from April 1, 2010 to April 1, 2011 increased 20% in Iowa, 19% in Indiana, 17% in Illinois, 11% in Michigan, and 9% in Wisconsin. But the run-up in cropland prices isn't a national phenomenon. Cropland values have declined 27-35% in Florida since 2008, 11% in the Southeast since 2007, and more recently 1-5% in the West, according to Walston. In fact, the farmland expert believes the jump in prices in the Midwest is unsustainable. He sees a correction coming, although he is still long-term bullish. Mike Bolgi, ag economist at Purdue, agreed that land prices well into five figures per acre are difficult to justify. He says the extremes are not supportable by fundamental economics. Even farmers who pay cash for farmland to avoid interest rate risk are taking a major wealth risk when they pay prices well above $10,000 per acre, according to The Economist. Meanwhile, farmers continue to bid up cash rental rates, and that trend likely will continue as long as crop prices remain high, according to Howard Halderman of Halderman Farm Management and Steve Wright of Farmers National Company. Halderman says competition for leasing land remains at an all-time high, and Wright noted that farmers, as a result, are willing to take less profit per acre to expand their businesses. However, extreme variability in crop and input prices is making it more difficult to establish fair rental rates in the fall when returns for the following year are so uncertain. Halderman said cash flex leases, which set a base rent with the potential for a bonus, have been the answer for many producers and landlords. He claimed the portion of cash rental arrangements that are cash flex leases in his business in the past 4 years has increased from 21% to 70%. USDA Farm Service Agency State Executive Director Sherry Giamanco wishes to remind farmers, ranchers, and landowners to nominate farmer and rancher candidates to serve on their local FSA County Committee by the August 1, 2011 deadline. Elected County Committee members serve a three-year term and are responsible for making decisions on FSA disaster, conservation, commodity, and price support programs, as well as other important federal farm program issues. Producers may nominate themselves or others as candidates. Organizations that represent minority and women farmers and ranchers may also nominate candidates. Nominees must participate in a program administered by FSA, be eligible to vote in a county committee election, and reside in the local administrative area in which the person is a candidate. To become a nominee, eligible individuals must sign Form FSA 669A. The form and more information about county committee elections are available online at www.fsa.usda.gov/elections. Nomination forms must be postmarked or received in the local USDA Service Center by close of business on August 1, 2011. M&M Service Company recently showed its commitment to agriculture literacy programs in Macoupin County with the presentation of funds to the local Ag in the Classroom program. The funds are a portion of the comprehensive donation to the Illinois Ag in the Classroom program provided through GrowMark's FSC division. The FSC division of GrowMark renewed its commitment to Illinois Ag in the Classroom programs with a check for nearly $59,000. The check presented to IAA Foundation Chairman Philip Nelson at a ceremony held November 18th in Bloomington. The FSC division has provided annual contributions to the Illinois Ag in the Classroom program since 2003. M&M Service Company receives a portion of the total donation for direct grants to fund local programs. This year's contribution brings the seven-year total to over $400,000. The IA Foundation was established in 1987 to support educational, research, and charitable activities which benefit agriculture, Illinois farm families, and county farm bureaus. Illinois Ag in the Classroom provides agricultural-based curricula for K-8 students and teacher training. The IAA Foundation supports Illinois Ag in the Classroom programs through a variety of annual fundraising and donations, such as the one from FSC. GrowMark is a regional cooperative providing agriculture-related products and services and grain marketing in the Midwest. FS brand products and related services are also marketed to farmers in the northeastern United States and Ontario, Canada, through local GrowMark member cooperatives and by GrowMark subsidiaries. Cyclists will travel through a six-county area during the 16th annual Illinois Agriculture in the Classroom bike ride. This cross-country style ride, September 6th through 8th, is an annual fundraising event hosted by the IAA Foundation to support the Illinois Agriculture in the Classroom program. Each year, the IAITC bike ride heads to a new location in the state of Illinois and hosts upwards of 100 cyclists. This year, the ride highlights routes through Christian, Logan, Macoupin, Menard, Montgomery, and Sangamon counties with lodging and evening activities in the Springfield area. Cyclists stop at approximately 30 schools along the ride to provide students with an interactive lesson on the importance of agriculture and also includes a portion on bicycle safety. All routes follow paved roads and will begin and end in Springfield each day. Riders can participate for 1, 2, or 3 days and have the option to ride a short, medium, or long route. The IAA Foundation is now taking registrations to participate in this year's event. Riders who register by August 22nd can save $20 on registration fees and pay only $75. After August 22nd, the registration fees will increase to $95. Individuals who raise funds for Illinois Agriculture in the Classroom will receive special benefits as a rider. Those who collect between $250 and $499 in donations receive free registration. Raising between $500 and $999 earns free registration and meals, and raising $1,000 or more earns free registration, meals, and lodging. More details on registration and how to raise funds to support your ride are available online at www.iaafoundation.org or by calling 309-557-2230. Illinois agriculture in the classroom is the top funding priority of the IAA Foundation, Illinois Farm Bureau's charitable foundation, which funds educational, research, and charitable activities that benefit Illinois farm families and agriculture. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.